Okay, so we're learning the malacha of extinguishing a fire. We said that in the place where there's a large loss of money involved, you could do what's called gram kibui, which indirect extinguishing of a fire, which means that you can pour water around the area of the fire, and then it becomes automatically, on its own, indirectly, it becomes extinguished. Now, if you have, let's say, a tablecloth that catches on fire, and so obviously if it can cause a danger, then you're allowed to, any way whatsoever, just put out the fire, because lives might be a danger. But let's say there's a situation where it for sure will not cause any dangerous situations. So let's say you have a cloth. So some poskim write, you could technically put water on the cloth that's not with the fire yet. Let's say the fire's in the middle. You can put the water around the cloth. But then they write it's better not to put water. Why? Because if you put water on material that's cleaning on Shabbos, you're cleaning a material just by putting water on the cloth material. So you say it would be better to put like other liquids, not water, like juice or something, not kerosene. Not a good idea. But you just put other liquids around it to make sure that the fire indirectly becomes extinguished. Or you can pick up the tablecloth, let's say, and put it into the bathtub and let it just burn there, then it won't be a dangerous situation.
How about whiskey?
Good idea.
What?
No. Why is Makkah Patis?
Because you're putting water around it, you know it's going to go out.
It's not makabapatish. Makabapatish is when you put the finishing touches on something. What do you put finishing touches on here? No. We're saying if there's a hefsid merubah, if there's a big loss of money. I said that. Good idea. Okay, so you could do it. Oh, but again, like we said before, only if there's a large loss of money. And no lives are for sure going to be in danger. Now, in addition to that, you can't decrease the size of a flame in any way whatsoever. Let's say there's two wicks in a flame, so it's a larger flame, and you take away one wick. You just pull away one wick, okay? The fact that you're diminishing the fire, just that is also called extinguishing. Extinguishing doesn't mean when the fire goes out completely. Anytime you make a fire smaller than what it was, is called extinguishing a fire. So let's say, for argument's sake, you have your gas stove on, and on Shabbos you come and make the fire on the gas stove smaller. Or if you have an electric stove and you make you turn it down to low, let's say. So that's mamish, the malach of extinguishing a fire, even though the fire is still there, but you're making it smaller. Once you make a fire smaller, that's also the malach, the biblical malach of kibui, by the way. It's not only if you... What? It's midraisa. Yeah. And Shabbos. Yom Tov might be different. Yeah, well, but we're not learning Yom Tov now. Yom Tov is much more complicated. If you have nothing else to eat, or it's going to burn the food, there's too many complications with it for now. Okay. So now, okay, like we said, if it's the danger to somebody's life, for sure you're allowed to put on the flame. So now the question is like this. This is an age-old question since electricity came into existence. Electricity and Shabbos. Okay, everybody knows you can't use electricity on Shabbos. I mean, you could have it be on before Shabbos and have it burning. But, no, 1 second. You can't turn on and off an electrical appliance. You cannot turn on and off electrical lights. Everybody says it's forbidden. Okay? According to certain opinions, it might be biblical. According to certain opinions, it might be rabbinic. Now, what are the issues with electrical currents? So, there's a lot of, in the last few hundred years, I mean, whenever electricity was instituted on a regular basis, there's a Beis Yitzchok, I think he was probably one of the first that started talking about electrical things. And the issue is like this. What is the problem with electricity? So, some poskim write, when you have electrical things, you're actually creating a spark. In other words, electricity is a type of a fire, and many times there is, you can have an electrical fire. How do you have an electrical fire? Because it's fire, electricity, and you can, you know, if it does the wrong thing at the wrong time, you can create a fire by it. Other poskim say, a very interesting way of looking at it, that is actually the malacha of boina, of construction. In other words, like this, what happens when you flick a switch or turn on an appliance? There is a current, there's an electrical current, and when you flick the switch, you close the current. When you close it, close the light, you undo the current. And because you undo the current, there's no more electricity going. So many poskim write, the actual melacha of electricity is more, not so much fire, as much as boina, construction. You're creating a circuit, and you're removing a circuit. Boina and seiser. You're actually creating a circuit by turning it on, or seiser. But I can't say most opinions, but a good many opinions say that it's mamish, the concept of fire. And based on that, like this, there's even two different types of fires. Yeah, what do they call it? Incandescent bulb. That mamish, like it's red hot. Not these, but the old-fashioned bulbs. Yeah. Used to have actually a fire in it. So that everybody says would be a shaila fire, because that's mamish fire. But even though, like, fluorescent bulbs doesn't have a burning filament, but there's still a piece of metal in it that becomes hot, and it could even become red hot. So, and if you turn it off, it could be a shaila of extinguishing. The bottom line is, again, you can't, and but by the way, there's some practical differences in this. Yeah, but it's still the melacha baina, that's for sure. It's still baina, even if it's not fire. Some lights are cool lights. You know, they don't get hot like years ago. I mean, the bulbs of a long while ago, mom, if you touch it, you burn your hand on it.
Okay.
But now, there's the bulbs that are made that you touch it, it's not even barely warm.
LED.
Yeah, LED or theme is similar to, what?
How many of you not sure which are bought?
What?
How many of you not religious?
No.
I can use it in my
if you're not religious yet, you have to become religious.
I'm not religious.
Okay, not yet.
Yeah,
okay.
Rabbi,
what?
These transistors, bone, like nothing really happens when you touch. There's no resistor. It's like nothing.
Forget the electricity a second. A battery.
A
battery-operated flashlight, toy, whatever. Okay. You allowed to do it on Shabbos?
No.
Why not?
Because when you move the thing up.
What are you doing?
You're closing
a circuit. Basically, you can speak to the physicists here that don't know what they're talking about. Okay. But you can have a bulb is basically more or less electricity packed into a battery. Power. Packed into a certain battery. Therefore, when you recharge it by electricity, you fill it up, and it doesn't after you get emptier. So it's like, it's just, instead of electricity connected to the city, that's nonstop, this has a certain limitation to it. But it's still the same thing, whether it's boina or eish, it would still probably be the same thing. Battery would be the same thing. You can't turn on something with a battery on Shabbos or turn it off on Shabbos for the same reason.
So electric scooter and
the crusher,
electric scooters.
No, the way they have, not scooters. Okay, you want to call scooters. They have the electric wheelchairs that they make in Israel. They're basically, I don't think they make them yet in America.
Yeah, the big ones?
They make wheelchairs, you know, that you, it's electric, okay. So in Israel, they have ones that have a hechsher for Shabbos, to be able to use on Shabbos. Yeah, obviously, it's not for the ghost for a joyride. But the hetter of that is, how do they make it? It's a whole machon of technology with halacha and Israel. They have a few of them, but they're very brilliant in science and in halacha, and they figure out things. So the way it works is it's indirect current. It's grama. So it's not direct, so it's indirect. And because the person is a chayla, and basically so many of them write only the tzedek mitzvah, to go to shul or something like that, so then it's made in a way that is, according to many opinions, I can't say everybody agrees with it, but according to many reliable rishonim, that you could do it on Shabbos because it's made in a way of grama, indirect. How?
Like when you press gas, it goes.
No, it's not. I'm telling you, it's a special box that they have on it that works with indirect current. I don't know. I'm not. I don't know.
Switches. Huh?
What do you mean, Shabbat? So again, grama is not allowed under every circumstance. Grama is only allowed if there's a tremendous loss of money, or sometimes a person who's sick and they need to go do a mitzvah and they're not able to do the mitzvah. So then it's what's called shvus to shvus sometimes. So, but the way it works over there, it's like indirect. Like even, I'll give you an example. In Israel, they have them. They don't have them in America. Shabbos elevators in Israel are different than the Shabbos elevators here. Shabbos elevators here in America, to my knowledge, is it just stops automatically at every floor. So you don't have to press a button. You go in, it goes, you know, up and down, so you just catch a ride. Then there's, but that runs in the normal way of working. Except you don't press the button, so you're not causing anything electrical. It happens by itself. But even that is an issue. I'm not saying you're not allowed to, but the people that permit it, the people that say it's problematic. What's the problem with it? Because when you go into an elevator, you add weight. When you add weight, it causes more electricity to be used. Just like more people in a car causes more fuel to become consumed. Correct? So therefore, if you walk into an, I'm just saying both sides of the coin. So if you walk into an elevator on Shabbos, even though you're not pressing any buttons, okay, it goes by itself, floor to floor to floor. So the fact that you're adding weight to it could be an issue. And even that, in the books of Halacha and all these things, they write the bigger shaila of Shabbos elevators, the bigger problem is going down versus going up. Going up is less of a problem halachically than going down, which sounds funny, but well, that's the fact. Now, sometimes they have Shabbos elevators in Israel, like they make them, that it's only indirect electricity again. It's not direct like here, but you're not pressing any buttons. Over there, it's even more. The elevator is working with what's called gram, indirect rather than direct, and that's why many people permit it. What?
I think also with the kosher with the Shabbos elevators, I think it's something with the torque is fixed and it can't get affected by the...
That's what I'm saying. In other words, there's two ways of doing it.
That's even better.
One way of doing it is they make the elevator run in a way that no matter how many people are in there, it's the same electricity.
That's what he was saying.
I know, that's what he's saying.
Isn't that better?
Again, they could do it. They think they do it both. They do it indirect and that also. But the Shabbos scooters, the wheelchairs, the electrical, that's definitely only gram, indirect.
What is Shabbos elevator?
You know, it goes stops at every floor. You don't have to press any buttons.
I'm sorry.
In the indirect, they save the electricity.
What?
Somewhere. In the capacitor, they save it somewhere, and then they use it.
No, that's not. That would be a problem. It's like a battery. Then it's like a battery.
Right.
No, that's not what they do. That's not what I read that they do.
It's like
all the capacity, or they save it in a capacity?
That's not the way they make the elevators here.
If they allow the elevators, then someone would say, well, if an electric train passes, I can just get on because they're not talking for me, and it's just going station to station.
That is not very far-fetched. That is not very far-fetched. The same, okay, it's late. But you have the question with escalators. Okay, what happens if you go into a hotel, you're staying in a hotel, and they have escalators. Now, escalators would be less of a problem than an elevator, based on just the mechanics of it. Right. And then you have, let's say, okay, it's not for now, but Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night, I'll have more time. There's a Shaila L'Moshul. There's a tshuva, because somebody asked me this question in Newport Beach. You know, they have the ferry there. So the guy who became frum, he's walking to shul, and if he takes the ferry, he can save like 4 miles of the walk.
Wow.
And he wanted to know if he could take, if he prepays before, you know, Shabbos, it's not an issue. And there's a tshuva that Moshe says he can't. Not because of weight, this is Shabbos, you don't do that. But Yom Tov might be a little easier.
You can do it on this on Shabbos?
Yeah.